brought to you by POEM, the Professional Organization of English Majors.
Oh, hello, I'm Leanne. I'll be your server. Let me first make a few corrections to the menu. The eggs Benedict with an apostrophe S, that is eggs plural, not possessive.
Okay.
An egg does not, to the best of my knowledge, have a Benedict.
No.
And where it says human noodles, that should be Hunan noodles.
Okay?
Yes.
I'm just going to take a wild guess. And I think you're an English major, huh?
Oh.
You must be an English major.
Oh, must be? I doubt it.
Well, I thought you were. I happen to be an English major myself, so.
You happen to be?
Well,
really? I mean, it is a fact. It happened.
Right.
You decided to be a major in English,
right.
But happen to be implies an element of chance.
Uh-huh.
I happened to be in the restaurant when the waiter walked over.
Yes.
You see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I'm an English major, too, could be interpreted to mean that in addition to majoring in something else, you also majored in English.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Is this helpful?
It's helpful insofar as it tells me that you are a tiresome pedant who goes around pointlessly correcting people's English, even though their meaning is quite clear.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. But their meaning?
Right.
What is the antecedent here? Is it people or is it English?
Okay, let me rephrase the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
You are a tiresome pedant who goes around pointlessly correcting people's English due to an obsessive need to compensate for the fact that you're in a dead-end job in a lousy restaurant and you have a very sharp nose and you have big watery eyes.
Okay, you say pedant,
right.
I say purist.
Oh, my.
And pointlessly, that is not an earned observation.
Okay, nice to meet you, then.
Oh, you're leaving?
I am leaving, yes.
Okay, you know what? You're a coward.
Mm-hmm.
Just go. You regret it. You love me, and you don't even know it. But you will in years to come, and you'll try to find me walking these streets, crying out, Emily! Emily! And you won't ever find me, because that's not my name.
When you go to the trouble of learning a language, why not say what you think? A message brought to you by POEM, the Professional Organization of English Majors.